seconds, Timothy, 4:7. 2 Timothy 4:7. That's also from day one.
Day one.
If you bring out your five, the morning revival.
Yeah, day one.
4:7. 2 Timothy 4:7. We got it? Okay. Let's all read it together.
I have fought a good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith.
Let's continue with the 8.
Henceforth, the righteous judge will recognize me at that day, and not only me, but also all those who have loved his appearing.
Amen. Obviously, we all know this is Paul's almost his last word to all the saints, to his young co-worker Timothy, right? So verse 7 said he fought a good fight and finished the course and have kept the faith. And then the Lord, the righteous judge, will recompense him in that day. And not only him, but also all those who have loved his appearing. Hopefully we will all be this, who love his appearing. So the message from the International Chinese Speaking Conference has five messages, mainly out of the, from those two verses. So the week one we have been read last week is fighting the good fight, and in the following weeks there will be a different message covering those two verses. There will be finishing the course, keeping the faith, and then regarding his appearing. And lastly, we'll be receiving the reward of the crown of the righteousness. So this week, we get into the fighting the good fight. I don't know how many saints before this message have you realized we're actually engaged in a warfare. Or actually, there's a fight we have to fight. But the truth is, as soon as we got baptism, as soon as we believe into the Lord, there is a warfare. Even before we believe into the Lord, we might not realize there is a warfare. Satan is trying to, right, fight with the Lord to capture his captives. We actually was the captive of Satan before, right, but we're saved by the Lord. So every day there is a warfare. But here, what this fight mean? I think in the brother mentioned from the message, there are many warfares in this world, many different places. But here in the Bible, there says a good fight. None of the worldly war is a good war, right? But here we're fighting for a good fight. This good fight is for the purpose of God's economy, of the face of his economy. The outline of this message is quite straightforward. There's only two Roman numerals, right? The first one we're already gone through from the 2 Timothy 4:7. It reveals the Christian life has threefold, right? Fighting the good fight, running and finishing the course, and keeping the faith, right? So then, following the Roman numeral 2s, there are many different small sub-point elaborate what is fighting this good fight. I conclude it this way. Personally, I just fellowship with brothers, and when I gone through the message, I think fighting the good fight, first of all, we're fighting for some teachings or something as distract us from God's economy. So here from the subtitle A, you see, you know, when Paul remind his young co-worker Timothy, he mentioned there will be some he gives him some prophecy, and there will be something coming up. That was those different teaching, right, concerning the economy of God. Perhaps there will be some teaching against it to deviate the sense from this faith, from this economy. So that's what we fight for. You know, this is not some fight where fight for you know, we have some hard situation, or in daily life we're fighting for something, somebody or something. is really for this phase, for what we're holding to. Then, also, you know, when I was previously taking this word, I was like, in this church life, we're not dealing with like so many. How do you call it? We're not dealing with heresy, right? We're not dealing with the hard word. But what this here talking about, like fight for different teaching, you know, in the message I forgot, day two or day one, they mentioned even the good teaching can deviate us from the economy of God, right? We have a good moral, we have a good characters, we're trying to teach our kids to be a good kids, although they need some principles because they're young, but as an adult, as a Christian, we can also use those good teaching or spiritual so-called teaching to deviate us from this eternal life, from the fellowship of God. Right. Sometimes we just follow the culture, follow the good teaching, follow the good tradition without fellowshipping with God. That is something we need to fight for. We need to consciously turn to the Lord and check with the Lord. If this is the principle of life, or is the principle of the good and the knowledge of good and evil. Right? That's something we're fighting for. Next, I really enjoy, actually we're not fighting with flesh.
That's right.
We're not fighting with our own capability. We're fighting to lay hold of the internal life. That's the weapon. The internal life we have in us. That's how we fight, right? We also, we don't fight with flesh. We don't fight with people. We're fighting the evil behind it, right? We're fighting with Satan, with his darkness behind it, right? There's an example from the morning revival brother mentioned. A sister has been offended by an elder, unconsciously. Maybe the elder has never pointed that to her, but for some reason she just received that word and got condemned, and she suddenly switched off her. You know, the switch is off, and then she stopped fellowshipping with the Lord and enjoyed this internal life. That's something we need to fight for. So I was fellowshipping with a brother. I don't know, sometimes we will feel condemned when we lost the appetite to fellowship with the Lord, or when we lost the appetite to read the Bible or to read the morning revival or ministry. We will have a condemnation in us, right? We may even say, oh, why we lost this appetite? Why we lost this enjoyment from the Lord? You know, that condemnation is not from the Lord. That condemnation is from Satan. Right. We just need to simply turn to the Lord. Say, Lord, now we come to enjoy you. We use your precious love. We just turn to you. Yeah. That's happened to me many times. You know, when I turn to the Lord, that condemnation is gone. Yeah. All I feel is God's love.
Amen.
He's lying there for a long time for us to turn to him. But sometimes Satan just injects that evil things into our mind to condemn ourselves, so that when we turn our switch off, then we lost the enjoyment of this eternal life. This is very subtle. I think many times Satan just used all different strategies by what we're eating, right? In the training, we're talking about eating. From the social media for anywhere, right? So that's something we need to fight for, the sense of eternal life. We need to turn to the Lord to keep us in this fellowship with the Lord.
Amen.
Lastly, I think I really enjoyed is we're fighting for truth. So brother mentioned there are three parts of the truth, the current truth, and the highest truth, and most importantly, the subjective truth. So the current truth is, you know, the truth has been recovered during this long time, right? The current truth, through the ministry, through the help of ministry, we see, we reach to the high peak truth, which is God's economy. I think we're all familiar with this, that God became a man for us to, became God in nature, but not in God's head, right? Life in nature, but not in God's head. But all this we have been heard so many times. How much of it constituted in us become our subjective truths? That's what we're fighting for. We hope we have Lord's mercy that this truth can be constituted into us.
Amen.
So that in our daily living, you know, we live out this truth subjectively. How do we know we really live out this truth subjectively? Again, I think the important part is lay hold of this internal mind. I think also there's many sub-points here. I think we'll give the chance for saints to share. For example, when we preach the truth, we won't compromise the truth, right? We won't compromise truth according to our own preference or according to the people we're preaching to, right? When we preach the truth, we're preaching the truth that constitute in us, but also maybe we have not experienced it, but we still need to preach it, right? We still need to preach the high peak truth to those believers or unbelievers, right? Maybe we think, oh, we haven't reached to that high peak truth yet. We haven't experienced that subjectively enough, but we should not preach that. We should just preach it through the faith, right? When we preach the truth, we should do it that way. So here, I think the last point from the message you mentioned, that's not an individual matter. That's actually the church matter. The church should all bear this responsibility to clarify and teaching, right, in order to fight for the truth, fight for Lord's recovery, and take care of his testimony. That's what we should take responsibility as the church in Piscataway here, right, to clarify and teaching the truth for his recovery. Amen. I think I will stop here, and we'll open to the saints to share. Maybe we'll start from 3 minutes each. Amen.
So I see also a good number of saints here that recently enjoyed the semi-annual training. So if you have any enjoyments or from that, this is all relevant, right? Don't feel it's irrelevant, for a prophesy meeting. Bring the Christ that we have enjoyed, experienced. Amen. The surplus. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, there are a lot of things this week I enjoyed from message one of the International Chinese Speaking Conference. I didn't go in person, but I watched like a few of the messages when it was happening. But there's a lot of emphasis, right, on the matter of fighting the good fight to be preserved in God's economy. And God's economy is his eternal plan to dispense himself as spirit through his son into us so that we can be filled with his life and to build up the organic body to express him in this universe. So we should take God's economy as the center of our church life and also our own Christian life. So it's both individual and corporate matter.
Amen.
And as you can see, there's a fight to keep the children of God in the central line of God's economy. And in the same way that Paul charged Timothy to fight against the deviations from the faith in the degrading churches during that time. And as we even like see from the opening, degradation is not only pertaining to like sin, right, but also just different teachings in general, right? And these different teachings may not even be heretical, and some may be explicitly good, right, or even appealing or fulfilling of one's own personal need. But nevertheless, they are man-made and not in the central line of God's economy. They deviate us from the central line. And, the gift of God when we are saved is the Spirit dispensed into us. And it's essentially His eternal life, right, manifest in us. And in the church life, in our Christian life, we need to have this eternal life as our center and not these other appealing teachings. And this is a matter of being constricted by this eternal life in our ordinary living. And you can also see in 2 Timothy and Titus, the church was degrading, right? Which is why Paul had to stress the matter of the eternal life a lot. And I remember in the conference, the speaking one mentioned that Paul mentioned it at least like 8 or 9 times. And, you know, from this we can see that God, right, He, of course, He wants to dispense Himself into us. But it doesn't just stop there, right? He doesn't want us to just be filled with His life and be individual spiritual giants. But He wants us to be built together to consummate the one new man, to express Him in this universe. And I'm sure many of you have heard like the analogy that we are like all stones, right, being shaped for the building of the temple. And we can see from this analogy that like it wouldn't make sense, right, if we were just properly shaped, but there was nothing after that. There would be no point to that, right? But actually there's a purpose, which is that we would be built, that we would be built up together to be this temple, which in the New Testament realization is the church, right? The consummation of the one new man, the bride. And, you know, as we were saying, like in Christianity, right, there's a lot of focus on man's well-being. However, God raised up the recovery for His interest. So we're not merely here to preserve ourselves or for our own spirituality or merely just to overcome. Instead, we're here for the completion of God's economy and to build up the body, to express Him in this universe.
Amen.
Amen. So, I like to share a little bit of the practical, so it does not mean, other brothers can more focus on the content of this original meaning of this week, okay? So what I'm talking about is really just our career life. Because I look around, you know, we have a working things, young and old. So I want to say, I have fought the good fight. So most of them, we still need to work. And to work, please be advised, you know, we're not to work with all the saints. Okay, we're not, you know, the co-workers, most of them actually are not believers. And they hold a different, ideas. So here then, how we say, like to apply, I have fought the good fight. I think the number one is we work and we fight not a debate at all for our Christian belief, right? For example, we have to work hard and we have to be honest and we have followed certain procedures, right? So that's number one. So here, I have to admit right now the working place I experience sometimes overwhelming. So sometimes I have fear. I say, you know, the whole thing may fall off or may collapse. So what am I going to do? So in that case, it's coming to a point like we need a God, right? We have faith. I want to apply for one of the former president word is, you know, the only thing we fear is fear itself. So in other words, we just rely on God. When we fight, no fear, we just fight. So that's the thing. The fight is the action, right? And the second thing is we need to have good strategy. That means we're not fight. It's just say, oh, you know, we're Christians, you know, we're not different, we're different from them. So we just do, we can do, you know, kind of, but we have to do a best job. I pray, Lord, like, give me wisdom. We want to do a best job. And my personal thing is, a best job, first you need a good strategy. Like, for example, the work related, you need to have clear communication with your manager, your function, and you have a clear communication with other functions. So the things can run in a manageable way. It does not mean, you know, it's all, everything has to succeed, but it has to be everything needs to be managed. If it's already collapsed, it's already pretty bad, manage it. That's the key. So we need to have a clear mind, you know, to apply to it, have a good strategy, and even how to deal with other functions. Like, for example, I happen to read one verse in the, one sentence in the material. It's basically saying, you know, on the one hand, it is tiresome to consider those who are only speakers, but not doers. So again, I mean, Brother Lee wrote this is talk about spiritual thing, I borrow those sentences about in the working place. I've been seeing people are very good talkers, but are very less doers. Then what you can do, right? So anyway, so but my point here is, we need to have a strategy to deal with all kinds of, you know, other functions or co-workers. So by all this, when you do that, I pray, I need a lot of God's wisdom. If I don't do it right, I can be exhausted, I can be very stressful, and that's not good. But I just pray, like, God give us mercy in whatever we do in our career. God give us wisdom, give us strength, and we together fight a good fight.
Amen.
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 The summer training was very rich. There's too much to share. But there was one that I was especially touched by, message 5, which talks about enjoying Christ as the reality of the New Testament Jubilee. Mm-hmm. And so the Jubilee means having no worry or anxiety, no concern or care, no lack or shortage, no sickness or calamity, and no problems whatsoever, but rather having all benefits. Hence, all things are pleasant and satisfying to our heart, and we are free from anxiety, at ease, excited, and exultant. And the brother shared here a verse from Psalm 103, verse 2. Bless Jehovah, O my soul, and do not forget all his benefits. And I just really appreciate he gave an example, like, day by day, we just need to, and this matches in the morning revival this week, we have to learn to contact the Lord in with our spirit in his word. And when we do that, then faith is infused into us. And so here it says, do not forget all his benefits. And so what does that mean? That means we can say, he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit, right? Or, therefore I come forward with boldness to the throne of grace, right? With evil conscience sprinkled with his blood. And so I just appreciated that day by day in our home life, our work life, our family life, we need to learn to invite the Lord into our situation.
Amen.
And the only way we can do it is with the Word. And as we exercise our spirit to claim these promises, then we can experience the Jubilee. And I just, anyways, a little experience. Shepherd is gone. He's at the college training. And one of my kids last night was just, I don't know what happened. And I was just telling the Lord, Lord, I have no more love or patience left in me, right? And I was just, it was, the night ended very badly. And so this morning when I woke up, I was just like, I just felt like, how can I come to the Lord's table? Like, you know, it's just... So, but I just remembered this word, like, we have to do not forget his benefits. That means his blood is efficacious. And we just have to turn our heart and apply his blood, and we can come back into the light. And so, I just appreciated, you know, like, God's economy is something that's very, very much with our daily living, right? Day by day, morning by morning, throughout the day, we need to learn to just bring the Lord in. And so there was, at the end of this message too, there was two very practical points. That one is morning by morning, we need to contact the Lord. And then the second point was actually, it was about the account of the Lord traveling across the water, right? And then the wind was blowing. That signifies the the demons and the evil spirits. And so actually what I appreciated from that was seeing actually the Lord was going across the water in order to cast out the demons. So he was about to exercise the power of his kingdom, you know, and so the evil spirits and God and Satan was totally against that. And so that is why they were bothering him while he was in the boat, right, with the disciples. And the disciples were afraid and the Lord was asleep. But then he woke up and he just exercised his authority. Mm. So I just, and then so the point there was we need to learn to invite him into our boat, right? And so actually many times it's like, it's realizing that there's this fight, right? There's this warfare. Yes. And it's Satan versus God. Amen. And it's his kingdom versus, it's God's kingdom versus Satan's kingdom. And so we have to learn to stand with the Lord, right? We have to stand, learn to stand with his kingdom, even in our daily living and exercising authority over all of these things, but simply by claiming our spirit of faith and touching the Lord in the Word. And so that's just, that was just one, one point, very small point from the summer training. But I just appreciate it. We're learning to experience Christ, enjoy Christ, in order to express Christ, you know, for the building up of his body.
Amen.
Amen.
I appreciate Brother D's opening in the point of we fight the good fight of the faith, not only objectively, but also subjectively by laying hold on the eternal life. Because I was always considering, like, what does that mean, laid hold of? Because we mentioned this a lot in Philippians, right? The Lord laid off, the Apostle Paul laid off of the truth, right? And laid off of is, like, you grasp, you see something, and you don't let it go, right? Yeah. You don't let it go. So we need to have this attitude, right? We don't let the eternal life go.
Amen.
And it's based on this eternal life we fight this good fight. Amen. And it also related to one of the points I enjoy in the training. It's in message 2 concerning the Psalm 23. And Psalm 23 verse 5 says, "The Lord spreads a table before us in the presence of our adversaries." You know, this point really encouraged me that we fight a fight.
Amen.
By eating,
amen,
by enjoying the Lord.
Amen.
And, you know, I remember there was a one prayer meeting, I think it's in that classroom, and before we start to pray, we sing this hymn. And this hymn is so, you know, encouraging that we fight the fight not on our own merit, on our, like, natural ability, but it's by eating the Lord, enjoy the Lord first. And the brother in the message also mentioned that this table is a table of victory. Once we enjoy the table, this table the Lord spread for us, we are already in the victory. We are fighting in the heavens. The Satan, the evil spirit is in the air, but we are in heavens. It's above the enemies. So we are no longer prayer on the ground anymore. We are joining the Lord in the heavenlies to fight this good fight. So, since we really need to take care of our eating, and also in message 7, right? Message 7, the bread of life, the heavenly bread. The brother is also burdened that we need to take care of our appetites, right? And Satan's strategy is to distract us from eating this divine life, even the truth in the Bible. So I just got encouraged and reminded that we really need to take care of our hearts and our appetites to eat the Lord and to fight this good fight by enjoying Him, experience Him, and even express Him in corporate way.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
So the laying hold of the eternal life is, why is it related? How is it related to the fighting the good fight of the faith? So this message is on fighting the fight.
Amen.
How is the laying hold of the eternal life related to this? Well, every message the brothers just take care of God's economy.
Amen. Amen.
God's economy is Christ and the church.
Amen.
So this message is on fighting the fight.
Amen.
There's a battle going on. So there's a battle. The battle is that the Satan wants to, he wants to deviate us from the faith.
Amen.
Amen.
So the fight is that we would fight for God's economy.
Amen.
And fight against the deviation from the faith.
Right.
So the faith is very simple. It's what we believe in. Mm. And that's Christ, his redemption, and his regeneration, his resurrection. So this message is about that. But that's kind of objective.
Amen.
I mean, it's very important that we see that. If we don't see that, we can't experience. We
right.
miss out on
right.
Christ.
That's right.
We miss out on the church.
Amen.
But so how is laying hold on the eternal life related to this grand topic of God's economy? Well, it's our experience, our enjoyment, right, and ultimately our expression of Christ.
Amen.
So this laying hold. So all the messages are like this. There's something, you know, broad and clear and grand. Something of the high peak of the divine revelation. In a way of this is how it is. But then there's also a big part of the message related to this is how we experience this. So our laying hold on the eternal life, which is related ultimately, means we need to call on the Lord. We need to use our spirit.
Amen.
This is how we lay hold on the eternal life.
Amen.
Right? We have to spend time in the Word.
Amen.
And get the Word constituted into us.
Amen.
And so that the truth is in us and it can come out of us.
Amen.
This is how, but this is all related to our laying hold on the eternal life.
Amen.
If we're not laying hold on the eternal life, which is God Himself processed, consummated, and He's embodied in Christ. He's consummated as life-giving, and especially indwelling Spirit.
Amen.
To be our life. Anyway, so that's my little portion. Is that there's a big vision, but there's always the application. There's
Amen.
Always how do we experience this and enjoy this, and how is this related to the expression of Christ?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, I really enjoyed Brother sharing about enjoying the Christ, and also I like to share about on day 5. Also, Brother mentioned about a sister of was offended by an elder in the church life. And this can happen to every one of us
right.
if we don't guard our spirit.
Right.
So it doesn't matter where we go or what we do in the church life. We always have to guard our spirit because we are in this spiritual fight. We are in this spiritual race. No matter you want it or not, and it is the truth. The Satan is always one to attacking us. If we don't offend, if we are offend by a brother, what he said, a sister, what she did, then we are not in the spiritual fight. We are in the human flesh fight. You are fighting against me. I am fighting against you. So what the consequence can be? We all know the consequence is great. Greater, much, much greater than we are expected. So we have to believe. So this come back to day 4. In 2 Timothy, Paul says, I know whom I have believed.
Amen.
I'm here is not because of brother or sister. Amen. I'm here because I know who I have believed.
Amen.
What the apostle believed was not a thing or a matter, but a living person, Christ. Christ is whom I believe. It's not what she said, what he did. It's Christ, the Son of the living God, who is the embodiment of divine grace and eternal life. Brother was mentioned about eternal life. We have this eternal life. And the eternal life in him is powerful. We have to believe that. This eternal life in him is powerful. It is more than able to sustain to the end the one who suffers for his sake, and to preserve him for the inheritance of the coming glory. And one more thing, we must be strong warrior. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, brothers and sisters, we must be strong warrior in prayer.
Amen.
Amen. So that the myriads of evil spirits will not be able to have their way.
Amen.
And we will be able to walk and work with Christ,
Amen.
Overcoming this age and reigning in the coming age. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This week's message is fighting for the good fight.
Amen.
Point one is mentioned, it's proper Christian life. If we want to have a proper Christian life, we have to fight. To fight is not, like my sister said, it's not to fight against brothers and sisters, but fighting against spiritual forces. The good fight, I ask myself, what is good fight? Good fight is fight that we defeated the enemy. If the fight we are defeated by the enemy, that is not good fight. And good fight for what, brothers and sisters? It's good fight for God's economy.
Amen.
God's economy is what, brothers and sisters? It's very simple. It's God imparting into ourselves.
Amen.
If that fight, if we lose in our daily fight, we do not get God impartation. We are losing the fight. So, oh Lord Jesus,
Amen.
We need to fight a good fight. And this fight is a warfare. Warfare, brothers mentioned, it's a different teaching. The first one is mentioned Judaism. So Judaism is religions. So we need to fight against our religion's mind. We don't come to the word in religious way.
Amen.
We come to the word to touch the Lord. Again, Gnosticism. Gnosticism is what, brothers? It's against the knowledge. We have the knowledge, but we don't have reality. And against asceticism. It's against what, brothers and sisters? Against asceticism is against, what is the meaning? It's a worldly enjoyment. It's something that related. We want to get close to the Lord, but without worldly. How to say it? It's like we need to avoid worldly enjoyment in order to close to the Lord. That is asceticism. Oh Lord Jesus,
Amen.
We need. We need to fight against different teachings, but to come to enjoy God Himself. Amen.
Amen.
And also, we need to fight against Satan. The third aspect it's mentioned against the against Satan that is captivating our mind. So we need to fight that one to make our mind. From disobedience, become obedience to the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, and also we need to fight for the truth. The truth here is very simple. It's become objective. The truth, there are our faith. To fight for the faith, the good faith. Faith has two aspects. One is objective faith, that is we believe in the God's word objectively, but we need also to make this God's word to become subjective faith.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
We need to fight, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Fight
Amen.
For the truth. Amen. For the truth that is God needs to dispense into ourselves daily. Amen.
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 Amen, saints. I just want to resonate what Brother Oz just shared. So verse 2 Timothy 4:7. I like that we are need to fight a good fight, not just a normal fight or ugly fight, but it's really need to be a good fight because for me, like many times, I have to do some difficult tasks or some challenging tasks, and I feel it's so easy for me to do it in my natural way, natural human way. But it is so hard to do things with like while enjoying the Lord, like having the Lord in mind, and that just like remind me of just go back to Brother Oz sharing. We need to do a good fight, and that fight is good when it is good for the Lord's economy. Mm-hmm. And when we do things in our own natural way, then it's no good for the Lord's economy. It's no good for the Lord. And that really reminds me of Brother Ricky's, like he did one of Brother Ricky's training in the last semi-annual training when he just like mentioned like many times like we invite the Lord to the house, to our house, but like we just want to limit him into the living room. We don't want him to go around. So it's like we invite him to our house, but like we say that no the my bed, but the bedroom is my, just don't enter, right. Don't come into the bedroom, just stay in the living room. So we just limit him into some part of our life. We don't let him to consecrate our whole life. So it is not it's just like it's just no good for the lost economy. So we just need to invite him into our bowl and let him take our whole life, and then we will be surprised by what he gonna say or what we gonna do for our life, and that is better for the lost economy.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, saints. If you read the book of 2 Timothy, you see that Paul, he gives a report on the condition of the churches, on some of the churches, and you see that actually it's a very sad condition for some of the churches, you know, in Asia, right? He says that the churches in Asia left him, and also you see that some, you know, leading brothers, they were, as you say, misaiming the believers, right? Speaking things that weren't the truth. So saints, there is a fight for God's New Testament economy. And so we need to fight. When we fight, we need to fight in the light, in the divine light. I really enjoyed this portion in day 5. They brought out the verse in 1 John chapter 1. If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and are not practicing the truth. And then verse 7 says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from every sin. And so we need to see that we need to walk in the divine life. And to walk in the divine life is to live, move, act, and do things and have our entire being in the divine light. In day 6 it talks about the truth, right? Being absolutely in the truth. Well, how do we know? Well, saints, we need to be in this divine light. When the divine light shines, we see all the different truths. And that we not only know these truths, but that these truths are a reality. So we actually see that God himself is our light. In Psalms 27, David says that Jehovah is my light and salvation. And so in order to be in the light, we need to have fellowship with God. God himself needs to be our light. And so may we be those who walk in this divine light.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. This week, we are reminded again that our Christian living, there is a very essential part of it, or is that we're in the warfare. And this is not a new warfare. This is a warfare, actually, since God has created man, right? You know, from day one. And Satan, you see that, always wants to distract, right, man? And you see that actually the core of this warfare is actually related to really our knowing of the Lord.
Amen.
And His heart's desire, His intention,
Amen.
And His economy. And pretty much, you know, from day one, right? You see that when the serpent, right, distracted Eve, he really distract. I mean, what the way that he actually, you know, deceived Eve is trying to twist God's intention, right? Actually, God wants man to be like Him, right? That is actually when, you know, when He was created, but Satan kind of twisted. Oh, God doesn't want you to because He's afraid that you're going to be like Him, right? And even in the when Jesus was tempted. Right? Satan tempted in the same way. He actually used the Bible verses, right? So, today he does the same. Actually, during the Paul's time, there was always these kind of heretical teaching. This is also, right? Same thing, you know, the same logic. Actually, Satan was, of course, he's using man, right? Man is always the forefront of this battle. You know, he tried to guess a man, you know, basically inject some thoughts into it that they would actually, like what Brothers O has shared, right? The Gnosticism, asceticism, or whatever, you know. You can look at these isms, so many. I mean, today there are probably a lot more isms, right?
Mm-hmm.
The key thing here is just to basically try to warp our mind, our thoughts, try to, you know, distract us from the central economy of God. Oh Lord, amen. I just felt like, yeah, we're reminded, you know, that today we need to fight the good fight.
Amen.
We know that we sometimes even tell our kids, right? we are in God's army, right? We're the Lord's army, right? There's even a hymn, right? Children's song on that. But a lot of times we kind of like, you know, we just forget about it, right? In a fight. Some, you know. So I feel like, yeah, this is so important. We need to be in this fight. And first is the truth. We really need to hold on to the truth. That's why I feel like we're so blessed in the Lord's recovery. There are seven feasts, right, throughout. And then we also have many perfecting trainings to really help us to hold on to this truth, right? So, on one hand, yes, we need to be in it, right? So we need to, that is why we need to be in these trainings. Because if the more we actually, you know, touch the truth, the more we're infused with the truth, then, you know, we can be just like the Lord's worker, right? We're cutting straight the truth. I mean, first is actually a protection for ourselves. These are the inoculations. It's like taking a vaccine, right? You know, when other people want to inject all kinds of thoughts, but if we have the real truth within us, then we immediately know, right? And actually, I think in the training, brothers mentioned that in the Lord's recovery, there's a specific taste, right?
Right.
Yes, this is the specific taste. This is the taste for the truth and also the taste of life.
Amen.
So if we only taste this this life, then anything else come in, we immediately feel, oh, that's not right, right? This is not what the Lord wants. So that is why, you know, the truth is always connected with life, right? I enjoy brothers sharing, you know. These two, the truth and the life come together. When the truth starts to shining, it becomes our life, right? So that's why we need to hold on to the life, the eternal life. You know, anything that's outside of life, you know, that is all fake. That is not something real. It actually will not, you know, last until eternity. So I really appreciate this, you know, the ministry really brings us all these truths, right? Amen. Also bring us into the practice of life.
Amen.
But we need to be in it, right? Yes. We need to really, I think, you know, one other thing also brother mentioned, it is really our heart, our hunger for the truth, right? You know, we really need to be just, sometimes we could actually, you know, the enemy will also try to, right, just take away our taste, take away our hunger. You know, we need to be really so guarded, right? If we feel like, oh, Lord, I, you know, that there's not much hunger for the Lord, we really need to be alarmed. Oh, Lord, save me, Lord, that I can really restore my hunger for you. Oh, Lord Jesus, amen. May this all be, I just have so much, but I just share this much. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Lord, 2 Timothy 4:7 says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. What is the good fight? The good fight is to keep the faith. To keep the faith that the Lord is taking us on a course. To meet with Him and become Him. Like our brother said, fighting for God's economy. What is God's economy? That He would dispense Himself into each one of us that we would be like Him. And what is that? It's our whole life. At the beginning of the training, the brother brought in about the woman who had the hemorrhage for 12 years, which 12 the entire course of her life. And she had spent everything that she had and nothing until she touched the hem of His garment. Amen. And there were so many people touching Him and touching Him, but He only felt one touch. The Lord didn't give anything to all of those other people that were crowding Him. It was her that touched the hem of His garment. We need to be those who touch the Lord. Because then in that same message, He brought in, the Lord is my shepherd, right? Psalm 23. Where He shepherds us so that we can fight the good fight. He shepherds us so that we can arrive. He says, and He finished the course. You know, the Apostle Paul, he finished the course because there is a course for each and every one of us to take.
Amen.
And the Lord fed all those 4,000 or 5,000. He put the disciples in the boat, and then He went up to the mountain to pray. And He set them on their course, on the boat, meaning that there was a journey that they had to take, so that when He came back, He was going to meet them over there at Bethsaida, well, I don't remember the exact name. Because if they had deviated from that journey, when the Lord came back, they would have missed Him. And so our journey today is to keep the faith. I'm very touched by the fact that the Lord shepherds us first by feeding us. He causes us to lie in the green pastures. And then He just takes us on for transformation. Then He goes on to experience Him in the valley of the shadow of death. We all have to go through valleys. And they're all of the valleys are dark. And so how does He shepherd us? By His rod and His staff. The rod is for protection and the staff is for, He disciplines us. And He leads us. He leads us into the paths of righteousness.
Amen.
For what? For a lifelong enjoyment of the divine goodness.
Amen.
Here the apostle says that he fought the good fight. He had finished his course. Right, and we see here so that he could receive the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will recompense me in that day. But not only me, but also those who have loved His appearing. We need to be those that love His appearing. When we are being shepherded by Him, no matter what situation that we are in, how dark or how light, we will go on with Him and live in the house of the Lord forever to be His kingdom. For His kingdom. You know, in the last message, our brother Ron, he established, he said, what is the difference between gift and ministry?
Right.
I was really touched. Yes, we have a gift. Some people are eloquent speakers. We all have some gift. The Lord says He's given us a gift. But the ministry is something that has been inwrought into our being.
That's
every fiber of our being, that we have paid a price. And what does that mean? Last week we talked about laboring. What is laboring? For those of us who labors in the Lord is to enjoy Him, to go to Him in the midst of the darkness, in the midst of every situation, that we can take Him as our life and our life supply, that we can just forget about everything and move on with Him. Because there's nothing in this world, nothing, nothing that is worth losing, you know, the Lord, losing the kingdom.
Amen.
For the Lord is bringing us into the kingdom age, but we need to start now. And by enjoying the Lord and all of His shepherding, He's shepherding us all the time. We just need to come to Him. Our brother Ron said, when he started one message, whenever the heart turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
That's right.
So we need
Amen.
To turn and turn and turn that
That's
all
right.
the veils will be taken away.
Amen.
Every veil that goes by is, you know, we advance and we journey more and more with Him so that the Lord can have His kingdom with all the brothers and sisters as the body of Christ.
Right.
Amen.
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 Amen. I think that... this message is really a good reminder for us. In outline, it says that a proper Christian life is threefold. It involves fighting the good fight, running Amen. And finishing the course, and keeping the faith. So in the message, brother said that, you know, if he was writing this, he probably would say running the course first. And then, you know, keeping the faith second, and then fighting the last. But he said that actually when Paul wrote this, Paul must feel that, you know, the Christian life is actually the life of fighting.
Amen.
Fighting against the darkness and against the Satan. And I was really... touched by brothers and sisters sharing, and then brother also mentioned about Exodus, and I think brother Ron also mentioned about this. You know, in Exodus 12:51, when Israelites they went out of Egypt, it says on that very day, Jehovah brought the children of Israel out of the land Egypt, and. Actually, chapter 13, verse 17, it actually said that when Jehovah sent them out of Egypt, they actually considered them as army. So in other words, you know, like we all know that their destiny was the good land. So, you know, throughout the process, actually, God was preparing for them to fight. But if you see chapter 13, verse 17, actually when Jehovah sent them, Jehovah actually did not send them directly to the good land. He actually sent them to the wilderness and through the Red Sea. Actually, you know, through that, you know, long process of 40 years, Israelites, they were perfected. And, we all know that then Caleb, you know, spied the good land, and then they were able to get into the good land. And I just feel that, you know, actually, for many of us, like yesterday, I fellowship with Kyle, we had a long fellowship on this message. I feel that today, I can see my own issue. I think my own problem is that I like to compromise because I feel that, oh, you know, it doesn't matter. Why do we want to fight? You know, like, why do we want to fight for the church? If they say this, or if we do this, or if they do that, actually I just, you know, I just compromise. I say, okay, you know, whatever you do, I don't care. But actually, I think that I was very touched by Sean's sharing about the fighting in the divine light. Actually, this will turn the objective truth to subjective truth. Because if we don't have the heart for the Lord, we would think that, you know, whatever people do, actually, or whatever we do, it just doesn't matter. We don't exercise our conscience. We don't exercise our spirit. You know, we just come to the church and we have a good life. Seriously, we have a good life. If we don't, you know, many people probably think about this. If we don't have the Lord, we still have a good life. But we really need to see, you know, all the things are temporary. All the things that we can see are temporary.
Right.
You know, our career, yes, we need to fight for our career. But if we just fight for our career, for our own satisfaction, then we are going to, you know, we are going to feel the emptiness. Eventually we will, you know, we will lose the battle. So I really feel that this is a reminder to us, to, you know, keep us in the divine light, that we can contact the Lord and we can fight a good fight.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. According to 2 Timothy 4:7, as many saints are sharing, this is the main, verse from, for this message. It, reveal us a proper Christian life is threefold. But I feel like according to our own, our practical experience, the three parts can never be separate from one another. It's always going on together, fighting the good fight and running the course and keeping the faith.
Amen.
The past week is a very heavy week for me. On Thursday, we went to attend a memorial meeting for our dear sister, Tracy. You know, some of you may know or may not know. She was 90 years old when she passed away on July 3rd. And her father-in-law used to be a Brother Ni's co-worker, you know, when they were in China. This sister, very quiet, always smile, and she doesn't speak during the meeting at all. But what, her whole life is for the church. Frankly, meeting hall, if you see all the kitchen stuff and everything organized and the tablecloths on the Lord's table will be very clean, and next time when you use it, it's because of this sister. She's just like Paul mentioned in Romans 16:2, the Phoebe, the sister. She patroness. She is the patroness of many, many, many. And we can use this verse, right? Our brother mentioned many times, you know, if you attend a memorial meeting, they will be used this verse, fought the good fight. And another sister, I think the Lord covers me. She's still in the hospice now. She moved into the hospice on Friday. We were in the same year. She's my co-worker. We served together. If whoever you went to, been to in Penuel one time, if you eat the food 2 years ago, and she has a portion on that. And her last days, when we went to see her yesterday, she said, oh, she always smiled. Sister Yan, I'm so sorry. You sisters still need to work and labor and toil on the world, because I'm leaving. I'm going to rest in the Lord's bosom. I think the Lord will take me on Wednesday, no later than this Wednesday, because everybody is busy with the college training these days. I don't know what to say to her. We just sit there and be with her for an hour and a half. And yeah, her condition is not good, but her spirit is strong. What Amen. Makes all these sisters strong? They lay hold of the eternal life.
Amen.
They pursue the truth. They all serve behind the scenes. Yeah. You don't see them in the meeting standing up or give some, you know, message or share some, you know, wonderful messages. They're always riches inside of them because they lay hold of this truth. They are faithful and they fight for this fight. Amen. For Paul, this is perfect past tense. For us today, it's present continuous tense.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And very last, on Saturday, I also read a message from sharing from a saint from Brother Wong during the Lord's Day in Anaheim. There are three issues he mentioned, which will be my conclusion, my sharing. First, he said, do we first seek the kingdom of God? Will this be the exercise of my spirit tomorrow? Yeah. Second, when and how will we mature in life and how this be done? Yeah. The third is the heart of the Lord beyond any word can express it. What is the word? The body. The body. Are we aware of the body?
Amen.
I think we just need to apply this verse. The 2 Timothy 4:7. We need to fight. We are fighting, not, you know, by ourselves, but with the Lord and with all the saints in the body.
Amen.
We run this course together.
Amen.
Encourage one another.
Amen.
And finish the Lord's heart's desire. on the earth. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Like many other saints have shared, the semi-annual training was very rich. And I think my takeaway from it was considering the matter of my heart, where it is my heart and what is the condition of my heart. Admittedly, when I first heard about the subject of the training that it's experiencing, enjoying, and expressing, I was like, is this it? Like, because these are very familiar terms to me. And I realized that I was disappointed in my reaction because I was like, oh, maybe I've gotten old with these matters. But actually, I was impressed. A little nugget was another sister was sharing how actually the Lord's recovery is a recovery of the matter of eating. And eating is also a matter that as a young person, you grow up here and we need to eat the Lord and we take it for granted. We've treated it so common. But two messages were dedicated to Christ as the Word, and then Christ as the Bread of Life. And I was really appreciating that these two messages went hand in hand. Taking a step back, there was a point that says the primary purpose for which the Lord Jesus came down out of heaven to the earth was to accomplish one central matter: to give Himself to us as food, the Bread of Life, so that He could be eaten by us as spiritual nourishment and be digested by us to become our constitution.
Amen.
Time and time again throughout the training, the brothers kept mentioning it was all one speaking, one thing, one thing, one thing. So it's like if you leave the training without getting this one thing, like this is the one thing you need to get, and this one thing is that we need to eat Christ and then live by what we have eaten of Him.
Amen.
And
right.
I appreciated the previous message was talking about how the entire... I appreciated that God became something tangible. He came to us in the form of the Bible. Mm-hmm. This Word that we can handle, we can come to day by day, interact with, mm-hmm. get into, but we can't miss the person in the Bible. We have to touch this written Word as a living Word with our spirit so that He can become the applied Word. And I appreciate He went through a process to become this Word that is meant to be our bread. So in a sense, someone else shared that this God who is so great, in a sense, became smaller and lesser than us, the eater.
Right.
And I think my heart, when I heard this, became softened and kind of melted. And in a way, like, it brought me into the divine romance on this message that's on bread. I thought this was ridiculous. But I was just really touched that the great God became small enough for us to take in day by day.
Amen.
We are so limited, but He became limited so that He's approachable and He's something absorbable. And I appreciate the point on the one thing, eating Christ and then living by what we have eaten of Him. So the entry point of everything we hear and want to experience and want to enjoy, it starts with our spiritual mouth, our spirit, our eating. But then it says, then living by what we have eaten of Him. So this implies not only our eating, but also our digestion and our assimilation. And with that, God really did everything for us to do this, even that this digestion work and this constitution work in us. Because not only is He something we can get into and take in, but He's also helping us digest Himself. And He does this by being the Spirit that is the anointing. He's moving in our spirit. And when we heed this anointing, He gently conditions and heals our hearts so that we are in the proper condition to absorb Him more.
Amen.
So, out of all of these rich things that we hear, I was brought back to be simplified. That I don't have to be...
Right.
My immediate reaction is like, all these things, how do I do it? How do I get into them? But I appreciate it all comes down to what do we take in? Mm-hmm. Our eating, and then also, do we allow the Lord as the Spirit to move and lead us? We're only responsible for what He touches and what He shines upon. So... we're so blessed to be able to hear these things, but also know that the practical application and entry point is just enjoying the eating.
Amen.
And letting Him move in us.
Amen.
Letting trusting in Him that He will constitute us with Himself.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brother sister, I feel this morning there's a very, very heavy burden in the Lord's heart. Not only this morning, actually through this message, through this online, or that some kind of burden had been in the Lord's heart for a long time, He really wanted to release to us. That's, we need to fight this good fight.
Amen.
As our brother shared, many of you share already, actually, when this, we need to see, on this earth, there's two kingdoms, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of the Satan. Yeah. You know, the Satan is the rebellious one. And when God created man, this warfare already started. And why? Paul, when he charged his young co-worker in 2 Timothy 4:7, he said this first, fighting the good fight. Why not run the course first? Why not keep the faith first? And our brother shared in the message, because, you know, without the fighting, we are not able to run the course, finish the course. And without fighting, we cannot keep the faith. Not only our personal faith or our personal course, but corporately, you know, this faith won't be able to be kept. This corporate course cannot be finished. That's related to God's economy. So we need to, our eye need to be open. We are in this warfare. And where are the enemies? Actually, the enemies are everywhere. It's not, you know, today, we somehow we live in a peace time or peace place. We are not, if we live in Ukraine, Israel, we may have much feeling about the war, but we need to open our eyes to see. Actually, this warfare, the battle is very fiercely right now. It can be anywhere.
That's right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Our family life, our relationship with our family member, a little bit things the law, the enemy can use.
Amen.
To fulfill his purpose. Church life, you know, brother, sister, you know, our relationship can be used for the enemy. And we need to be keep on guard. Even, you know, I have to confess, if we don't have this realization, anything, we can be under the Satan's control. As long as we don't exercise, we don't lay hold the eternal life. In our personal experience, actually not when we was regenerated, we've been put in this warfare. Before we get saved, we are the weapons of the unrighteousness.
Right?
We are already in that warfare, but we are battle against God.
Amen.
But when we been saved, we need to become the weapon of the righteous. And we need to become the soldier of the Lord.
Amen.
And I think we need, my burden is, we really need to open our eyes.
Amen.
Everywhere, every time. We don't take it lightly.
Right.
Today, all the time, I do not lay hold eternal life. That time is under, that time is I am fulfilling the Satan's purpose. Mm-hmm. You know, think about this. If he can make a brother, right, who can exercise his experience to prophesy for the Lord to build up his body. But because I don't lay hold of eternal life, I will stumble for some reason. For 1 year, or even for 1 week, I don't spend time with the Lord. That 1 week was used for the Satan.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I really, this morning, I praise the Lord. You know, since during this week, I'm praying. I feel the Lord have some burden to release. And today, when I was listening to a brother sister's fellowship, I really get nourished. I feel the Lord use everyone to release this burden.
Amen.
We need to open our eyes.
Amen.
Every day, we are not just on one hand, we need to contend for the truth, right? We don't want to have this heretic teaching coming to the church. Mm. But not only that, if today, you know, even our weekly prophesying, we can become the channel or the weapon of the enemy. If we, our speaking is seeking our own glory. Mm. Right. If we're trying to speak something from ourselves, that, you know, we are not shaming the enemy. Actually, we are shamed by the enemy. And if we don't live to the reality of this New Testament economy, actually, we are delaying the Lord's comeback. I hope, you know, I myself, at the end, I would just want to share this. We are not, we need to help one another.
Right.
We are not fighting individually. No warfare is individual fighting.
Right, that's right.
You know, if a soldier, you can kill a lot of enemy, but all your co-soldier die, then... So we are fighting together.
Amen.
We are fighting together. Pray for one another.
Amen.
And our eyes can need to be opened up.
Amen. You know,
the enemy is everywhere.
Amen.
And we need to be on guard.
Amen.
Day by day, moment by moment.
Amen.
We need to very proactively to lay hold this eternal life.
Amen.
So we can be run. We can finish our course. We can keep our faith. And we will love our Lord's appearing.
Amen.
And we will receive the crown of righteousness.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord
Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord
Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Fight the fight.
Amen.
Fight of the faith.
Amen.
Amen.
We can lay hold on eternal life.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we can express you.
Amen.
In your image.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Fight
against
Satan.
Amen.
Amen.
Of darkness.
Amen.
Our
wrestling
is not against blood and flesh.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, open our eyes.
Amen.
See, we're not here to fight against blood and flesh.
Amen.
Against the subduing of rebellion.
Amen.
Oh, we are all men under the authority of God.
Amen.
Oh, that we would allow you to head us up.
Amen.
Lord, that we would bring in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Oh, with God's authority.
Amen.
Oh, it's exercise.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Come mercy on us.
Amen.
Grant us a portion of grace every day.
Amen.
Open our eyes.
Amen.
Fight this good fight.
Amen.
Just in us of all.
Amen.
Watch the need.
Amen.
The seed.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. Thank you for all these patterns.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for your speaking, Lord.
Amen.
Reminding us that we have a good fight to fight.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, we give you this week, Lord.
Amen.
We will be one with you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, really to run our course.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Keep us in the Spirit, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, thank you for your speaking this morning.
Amen.
Amen. In our spirit.
Amen.
Amen. So we can fight
a
good fight.
Amen.
Amen. Around the course.
Amen.
We can do this together with the saints.
Amen.
Amen. Oh Lord, give this new week to you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord, we give this coming week to you.
Amen.
Lord, you really keep our eyes open.
Amen.
Lord, you really keep us alert.
Amen.
Lord, may we really continue to fight the good fight.
Amen.
Amen.
To run the race.
Amen.
Amen.
To keep the faith.
Amen.
Lord, you really keep us on guard from the enemy.
Right.
Amen.
Lord, in all of our situations.
Amen.
Lord, keep us living in the divine and mystical realm.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, strengthen us this week.
Amen.
Fight the good fight.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah,
most of them.
Oh, yeah.